Good morning. Welcome to the Atheist in the Desert podcast. I'm back. No, I'm just checking in, you know. It's been over a month since I posted any podcasts, and, you know, my last one I said I was signing off, and I don't even completely remember exactly if I said whether or not I would maybe get something going again or not. But, you know, I just felt at that time that just getting kind of stagnant and talking about the same things over and over again. And I think part of the reason I ended up talking about the same things over and over again is because that's what I'm interested in. And those are things I think about on a daily basis because that's where I'm at right now. But it's interesting, and I've said this on many podcasts, but just the evolution of life, you know. When I started doing these things, you know, a few months back, I was in a certain point in life and a certain perception, and just even in that short amount of time, I'm at a different point in life and a different perception, and I'm really working hard on just continuing this idea that this ever-changing flow of the universe, there's no way you can box it. And that's why I have such a hard time with when people try to put labels on stuff, you know, and I'm a conservative, I'm a liberal, I'm a Trump supporter, I'm an Obama supporter, again, it goes back to that tribalism that you know, is ingrained in our DNA, that in order to be successful in life and survive, we have to be part of a tribe, and we have to identify. So I get this stuff, you know. I get the fact that, you know, just even this past weekend, you know, another softball tournament. You know, if you've heard my podcast, my kids play sports, and I spend a lot of time at fields. But, you know, we're sitting here playing against other teams, and just because they're wearing that color and we're wearing this color, it's us against them, and it's there's really no basis for it other than that's just our kids playing against them, and it's fine. I mean, in the spirit of competition, I guess it's good, but in the reality, it's just kids playing softball. It's not that big a deal, you know. But I think that us versus them mentality that's ingrained in us, it's just there. And I like to be able to step back once in a while and take a look at these things, and again, where this ties into me just kind of checking in today is I don't, you know, when it comes to this whole atheist thing, you know, when I started the podcast originally, I called it An Atheist in the Desert, and I know I've said this before, but I had this viewpoint of this cynical kind of people that believe in religion are dumb, you know, it should just be science viewpoint. And what really kind of opened my eyes just a little more is that if you take that viewpoint, I think, and I think there's extreme views of anything, and I think there's atheists out there that they're on one side completely, and they're just like, religious people are stupid, blah blah blah. And just like, you know, there's religious people out there that are on way on one side, and, oh, God's the only way, and Jesus died for our sins, and, you know, all that stuff. And I guess it was, I heard Sean Carroll speak, or he was talking, I think he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he was talking about, you know, because I was obsessed for a little while with the whole free will thing that Sam Harris talks about, and that there's really no free will. And Sean Carroll's viewpoint on it was, it bored him talking about free will because, again, it doesn't matter the mechanism that you call it, the way we operate as human beings. You can say whether or not we have free will or not. That's not the point. The point is we operate the way we operate. So the verbiage of how we operate, it doesn't matter to him. And that's kind of how I view religion or beliefs right now. You know, I don't, if somebody, it used to really bother me when somebody said, I'm praying for that person and I know God is going to help him. That just used to drive me nuts. And there might, we all believe in something, okay? Now, I might not believe in this person up there with you know, pulling the strings and judging me and, you know, but there's an ever-changing flow to the universe, you know, and in a sense, you could look at it like, I believe in that. I believe that we're constantly moving, changing, evolving, and not even just like physically as human beings, but just like our brains and our thoughts and our viewpoints. And I'm really trying hard these days to not label stuff. And I guess what I'm trying to say about this whole atheist thing is that I don't think there's any, and you know, there's always that viewpoint of like, if you don't take a stand for anything, or if you don't stand for something, then you'll fall for anything or whatever. These viewpoints of like, you have to maintain who you are as a person. And I mean, I get all that. Okay. I understand that. But if you look at life in general, and again, I love the science world and being able to look at certain things, is it's never the same. I mean, there's an old country song by what is the guy's name? I can't remember, but there's a line in the song that says, the only thing that stays the same is everything changes. And that's so true. Nothing ever stays the same. It just does not. Entropy of the universe is ever increasing. And we are always, you know, we're never the same person. I heard another guy say one time that you've never met me before. I'm not the guy I was yesterday. I'm the guy I was yesterday plus yesterday's experiences and its lessons learned. You know, I'm the person, all I am is the human being with the brain I was born with plus all my experiences up till this moment right now driving down the highway. That's it. And to remain open and to remain teachable and to remain malleable, which, you know, again, your hardline belief people, whether it's left or right, whatever you want to believe, they may possibly disagree with that. And I get it. Now, I'm not saying that you become this wishy-washy person that changes with the wind, but be open to new possibilities. Be open to, you know, if somebody says, I prayed for you, okay? Don't get worked up and say, oh, I can't believe that person, you know, prayer, there's no such thing as prayer. Again, you've heard me say in the past that prayer, if I hear somebody saying they're praying for someone, maybe I just look at it as they're just thinking about that person, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that. They might call it prayer and that might bother me a little bit or whatever, but they're not, they're doing their thing, okay? Now, are there people doing out there doing atrocious things in the name of religion? Of course. There's people out there doing atrocious things in the name of atheism. Maybe not in the name of atheism per se, but maybe, you know, there's definitely people out there that would consider themselves atheists that are doing terrible things. So I don't think, and again, I know, you know, there's been history of, you know, if you look, I want to just take Catholicism and, you know, some of the things that have happened in the name of religion and all that. And I get that, you know, that's been some terrible things, but you know, that's a different subject, different time. I guess what I'm trying to say here while I'm checking in here in this podcast is that for me, and I'm not a self-help guru or anything like that, but it seems to me that the more open to possibilities of things that I remain, the more peace I seem to have. And I'm not fighting, you know. I don't need to, and I'm saying I'm always good at it, but I don't need to prove points. In the past, and I have my moments still, don't get me wrong. I was in a conversation the other night with my wife and my mother-in-law, and I found myself defending my position on things, and I thought about it, like, I don't really need to do that. You know, I don't really need to prove a point. You know, again, I've got nothing to win, nothing to prove, and I'm not going anyplace. I'm just a part of the ever-changing flow of the universe like everybody else. And I get all these identities that we need to put on ourselves, and we need to act a certain way, be a certain way. And again, a lot of that stuff is probably just DNA ingrained in us. You know, when I want to dress a certain way to attract a female, it's just part of my being. You know, I don't... And recognizing that is helpful to me. I don't know. Things have been interesting lately for me. I've kind of gotten to this point where I'm not really... It's not a like blah feeling, but it's more of a, you know, a few years ago, money was tighter. My house wasn't worth a lot. It was worth way less than what I owed. You know, work was slow. Things were a little more up in the air, and things aren't so up in the air these days. You know, money's fine. You know, I've been able to, there are some things that I've been able to do lately externally. Okay. Whether it was money or, you know, I've been losing weight, you know, I've lost like 25 pounds in the last few months. And so there are some things that I looked at in the past that I said to myself, well, if I could just do that, that, and that, then I'd be set, okay? Well, I've done that, that, and that. You know, I've lost weight. Money's a little better now. You know, there's some things that, you know, if I looked at them before and I placed value on them as really important things that needed to happen in my life, and they've happened. And it hasn't necessarily made me feel any better. I mean, they're nice. Don't get me wrong. You know, sometimes those external things that are going on, whether it's money, relationships, whatever, can exacerbate what you have going on the inside. But I think, you know, I heard a guy say one time when he quit worrying about money, he got rich. When he quit worrying about traveling, he's been all over the world. I mean, he basically said, like, when I just started becoming a part of the universe and acting as if I'm just like the birds, you know, heard me talk about the birds. I swear to God, I want a bumper sticker that says, you know, be like the birds or something. Because the more that I operate in that realm of the universe, that realm of just doing stuff just to do it and not to get an end result, it just seems like the smoother things seem to go. Just as an example of the power of now, you know, the power of just living in the moment of what you're doing. That can't be understated. I mean, or that can't be overstated, I don't think. Because I think that's one of the main issues going on right now with people. Now, I don't even want to, I'm like kind of all over the map, and it's been a month plus, so bear with me. Part of me being open to new experiences and new this is that I really also try not to get into this, well, things were better back in my day. Because how can I put a label on 50 years ago? I mean, 50 years ago was nothing in the span of the universe. You know, 1,000 years from now, who even knows what humans are going to look like. So we can't, how can I, you know, we talk about, you know, our kids are on our devices too much, or, you know, blah, 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 and this is hurting our brains. Well, who knows in 50 years that our devices are going to be our brains? And maybe that's just the evolution of the universe. I mean, I can label and say maybe that's bad. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. But who am I to say? I mean, 50 more years, I'm going to be gone, so it's not going to matter. The only gauge I have on my life these days is how I'm feeling peaceful. You know, do I have some peace? Do I have some sense of purpose, so to speak? And I don't even mean purpose like I have to set a goal and I have to achieve it or that's the end of my life. You know, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying that it just is. You know, just be now. You know, I was sitting at a stoplight the other day and I was just looking at the light, and then I was looking at, I've had some more of those moments lately where I'm just be like driving down the road, just looking at the blue sky and and just thinking for a second why it's blue, and it's the sun's rays scattering through the atmosphere, and just being present in that moment and realizing, you know, most of my life is spent getting to the next moment. You know, even today, you know, I got work to do, I got some things to do, and I got to pick my kids up. My son has a catching lesson today. And I'm already like thinking about getting to that point. When right now I'm in this point of driving down the road with hundreds of other people that are getting ready to have a day and probably thinking about what they have to do today and whether they're stressed or they're happy or they're this or they're drinking their coffee or they're shaving in the car or whatever it is they're doing. Because of their ego, the conscious separation, they're in the middle of thinking that they are separate from everybody else in their cars, just like me. I'm the same way. I'm no better. I think the same exact thing. I have this identity as a person, and I'm driving down the road, and I'm thinking that everything that my brain and my 41 years of experience on this planet is my perceptions of what I'm looking at right now. Wow, I just realized I'm all over the map. See, I take a month plus off, and you see what happens. I'm not very streamlined today. I don't even know if that's the right word. I'm kind of jumping all over, which is fine. I think when I started this up, I think what I was trying to say, you know, besides just kind of checking in, was that where I am at right now on this October 30th, 2018, just even compared where I was, I think it was back in June when I started this, has changed. It's changed. I mean, just in that short amount of time, if I were to go back right now and listen to my first podcast that I put up about the universe, I think I called it the Universe One, and the audio on it's not very good because I have a Bluetooth in my truck that, you know, I can speak through, and that's those first couple, that's what I was speaking through, and now I actually have the phone up to my mouth, and hopefully the recording's a little better. But if I go back and listen to that person, you know, then I can even just hear it in his voice that I'm not that same person just now, you know? And it's funny. And I think that part of the reason I've grown a little bit, I don't even like to use the word grown, because it's not necessarily getting better. It's uncovering, discovering, and discarding. Nothing is added to me lately. You know, I'm not adding knowledge. I'm not adding, you know, I've been reading a lot more. Maybe I learn a few things, but I'm not adding anything to myself. I'm uncovering, discovering, and discarding. I'm getting rid of, and I really feel like lately this has been the case for me, especially when it comes to my external world, because money's been fine. Like I said, I've lost weight, you know, some external things that I thought, again, were super important to me a year ago. They're not that big a deal. And not in a sense that I'm going to just stop and I'm just going to go blow all my money and blah, blah, blah. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying that the addition of those things that have happened in my life have not made me feel better. I mean, they're kind of nice. They're a bonus, but they've helped me uncover, discover, and discard, you know, some thoughts and some opinion and some beliefs that I've held on to so strong. The anxiety that I still get, you know, periodically, it's almost like even this morning, you know, I a lot of times I have it in the morning, and you've heard me say in the past, you know, that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday mornings, it's always stronger, and it kind of gets less and less as the week goes. But it's almost like in the morning, whatever I think about at that time, I think is causing the anxiety. Whether it's work, whether it's thinking about money, whether it's whatever. And really, it's just there. It's just anxiety. Nothing's causing it, you know. It's crazy. I'm going to wrap this up. But basically, just wanted to check in. I don't know if I'll get regular again. I probably won't. Probably won't hear from me again for a while. But I just felt like I wanted to pop on and do something. And again, I'm far from a broadcaster. I'm far from a, you know, someone who could do something like this for a living, I think. But just, I have these thoughts, and I'm going to say this last thing before I shut it down, is that, you know, you've heard me say in the past that I attend meetings of, you know, substance abuse type meetings, and in the past, I haven't spoke as much at those meetings or said what's on my mind per se, because I felt like I didn't want to come across as someone who thinks they know it all or thinks whatever. And I've realized that a lot of the information that I have that I've learned from, I learned from other people speaking, and it's actually helped me. And I've been thinking to myself more and more lately that some of this information that I've learned, it's better for me to share it and not worry that, oh, everyone's going to think that you think you're so smart. If my motivation is to help, then I can't go wrong speaking the stuff I've learned. In fact, I've actually gotten to a point now where when I speak, I'm not trying to prove anything. I'm just saying that what I think is right and what's on my mind. You know, I'm not trying to, I got nothing to win, nothing to prove, and I'm not going anyplace, you know? And I think that's a good place for me to be now. Because had gentlemen and ladies in my life, you know, I've heard a lot of different types of speakers and people speak, or you just writers and people, had these people not shared some of this information, I don't think I could have learned some of the things. Now, I believe that you can take the information, which is good information, and put it in your brain. But until you start experiencing some real world things with that, I think it's hard. You can't apply it. And I mean, some of these things that I started learning when I was 15 years old, I haven't really started to even understand them till the last year. I really haven't till just within the last year. It's taken that long for that stuff to sink in for me. And so I guess my final thought here is just continue the path of not getting super set in your ways, whether it's religion or atheist. I mean, I think either way, I think it's be open to the ever-changing flow of the universe. It's just more peaceful. It's just, I don't have to fight everything and everyone. I don't got to prove points. I don't have to be justified in my actions and, you know, the principle. Well, it's the principle. You know, if I'm in a parking lot and somebody backs out and I see him coming a mile away, and I see, if I'm pulling up in a parking lot and I see reverse lights backing out, let me end on this, and then I'm done. You're going to know where you're at in life if you're in a parking lot and you're a good distance away from somebody that's getting ready to back out. You see their reverse lights, but you keep driving anyway because you have the right of way. If you can stop and let that person go and see that coming a mile away, even though it's your right of way, then you'll know where you're at as a person. And if you get that reference, you could possibly be on the right, and I don't even want to say right path, but on the ever-changing flow of the universe's side. Don't know when I'll do another one of these. Don't know how anyone's going to take this one. Doesn't matter to me, really. I just did it just to did it. Uncovering, discovering, and discarding. Ever-changing flow of the universe. It's a beautiful thing. Take care.